Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So what exactly are the Rockets up against here? The last time the Rockets were making big moves to try to win championships a few years back, they were trying to take down a dynasty in the Golden State Warriors, and it almost worked. It almost worked. They almost got away with it. It almost worked, and then Chris Paul's hamstring stopped working, and then that was that. And we know that we know what unfolded over the next few years. Now here we are, and the Rockets trade for Kevin Durant. They've got a nice young core. I think a deeper team than that team that went after Golden State back in the day. But are they dealing with another team that's built to last as an NBA champion? Are they going against another multi-year juggernaut here in OKC? This was Brian Windhorst on ESPN laying out exactly what OKC has. They've won the championship. Here's what their future looks like.
In the next couple of weeks, they are in position to sign Shai to a contract extension. It's going to be huge.
Yes.
It's going to be the largest one ever. He's going to be years in that contract where he's over $70 million. Two, they got Chet Holmgren, who they can sign to an extension this summer. Jalen Williams, who they can sign to an extension this summer. They're going to lock those three guys in for 5 years. Now, with the way the league is structured right now, they're trying to squeeze teams out. They're trying to squeeze because of the second apron. Even if the Thunder lose some of these role players, even if they can't keep, and I'm not going to speculate who they may or may not, because of the 15 first-round picks, I mean, guys, they have the 15th pick in this draft on Wednesday. I mean, who knows? Maybe they draft a guy there that ends up being really great for them. Maybe they don't. They got 14 more first-round picks in the next 7 years. They got guys sitting out right now who can contribute.
This is that cut is the worst advertisement for people to tune into the NBA draft tomorrow night.
Right.
The NBA
right.
draft is tomorrow night. Well, how valuable are first-round picks in the NBA? Well, Oklahoma City has 15 of them stacked up over the team that just won the NBA championship was able to stack up 15 of them over the next 7 years or whatever it is. 15. It's crazy.
That's incredible.
It is.
Man.
They've done a great job.
Yeah, they've done a great job. And it's and yet, how do you say this without sounding like you're just being petty? The Oklahoma City is not so clear-cut a dominant force that you think, oh, wow, the rich get richer, and then it's going to be nothing but Oklahoma City on a garden path to 10 straight championships.
Yes.
They've got to do something with some of those picks. They very easily could have not won this championship, obviously. So it doesn't feel as daunting as, say, if Golden State, if the Warriors had 15 first-round picks over the next couple of years. But they do. They've got a lot to work with. And when you look at it with a team like the Rockets right now with all of their picks they retain or Oklahoma City, it's, man, you can use those to make – whether you use those picks to draft players – or to use them as parts of trades or what have you, they got a lot of dry powder to work with.
Yeah, I just don't like this OKC team is really good defensively.
Yeah.
They're not as scary as some of these other teams that have been multi-time champions the last couple of decades to me. Yeah. To me. Now, yeah, they're young, though. They're young. There may be room to grow, you know.
There's
still.
There's also an element of not really wanting to acknowledge SGA for what he's done and how he performed incredible as he was in the finals. I think there's a little bit of just from the gut, like, we'll wait and see if he can keep this up. I don't know about
people. There's a little bit of a James Harden thing going on with SGA in that people just don't like his style of play.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
feel like he's a foul seeker. He's a mid-range guy. When you go like, okay, what's this guy's signature move? What's his signature move? His signature move is he buries an elbow in somebody's stomach to create space and then knocks down a 12-footer. You know, that's not sexy. So here's one more from Windhorst citing previous dynasties and how they kind of handled roster turnover.
If you think about the last really great team that lasted for 10 years, you took it about the Spurs, the 2000s, you go back to the Bulls. Look at the players that were supporting Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker in 2014 completely different than the ones that were supporting them in 2007. The Bulls in the 90s totally flipped that team over around Pippen and Jordan because they were able to bring in extra players. The Thunder are in position to do that, even under the current rules. So Stephen A. brings up a good point. We are in the parity era. Not only have we not had a repeat champion, Molly, we haven't had a team in these last seven make it out of the second round.
Yeah, that's the – it's funny. When he brings up those teams, Seth, it's the other teams I think about are the New England Patriots, who won Super Bowls with Tom Brady in the early 2000s and then won Super Bowls in the next decade with entirely different people around him. Entirely different. I mean, it's football. It's a very short shelf life. Entirely different. I think of the Astros, too. You know, I think of the Astros. The team that won it in 2017 looked – by and large, very different from the team that won it in 2022. Those are the great front offices, the ones that don't necessarily just shove all the chips to the middle of the table, but the ones that are able to make those big acquisitions but still keep enough dry powder to keep doing things. I think that's why Rafael Stone pulled off such a coup, obviously with the help of Kevin Durant, you know, wanting to come to Houston so badly and Phoenix's willingness to play ball with that, that they've still got plenty of moves left to make if they want to make them.
Yeah, and that's where, I mean, in basketball, it's almost like those draft picks are your farm system in baseball. And with the Astros, a lot of why they were able to sustain that was that they had built up such a healthy farm system. They do such a great job with player development. Yeah. As a basketball team, you're going to have to make hard cap decisions and let guys go that you'd rather keep. And it's a matter of just how do you not keep... It's not a matter of just keeping the current roster together. It's how do I build out the entire organization in the grand scheme of things.
I don't feel as frightened as a Rockets fan about this OKC team as I did those Golden State teams. And maybe it's just something about the Golden State teams. They were really good defensively, but they were elite offensively with Steph. Mm-hmm. And they could just bury you in like 2 minutes. They could bury you under a 13-1 run. That was... You could be doing the right things for the entire game for three quarters, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson would, and Kevin Durant for a couple of years, would just flip that thing on its head in a matter of 3 minutes, and all that work that you'd done for the previous hour and a half of your life is just wiped out under 4 or 5 3-pointers. Oklahoma City's a different kind of scary. I think they're a defensively scary team that I think gets away with a lot of stuff, honestly. I think, you know, they play a pretty chippy physical brand of ball. They do a lot of reaching in and things like that. If you get the wrong refereeing crew with that team, it's going to be a long night. I just look at Steph and Clay at his peak, Draymond obviously at his peak, and then when they had Kevin Durant, it was a different animal. I just look at them differently than I do SGA, Chet Holmgren, SGA, and Jalen Williams. That's their big three. That's not as frightening a big three as whatever Golden State was throwing out there and some of the other dynasties before that.
Let's not let Golden State off the hook for their moving screens, but still.
Yeah, that's true.
There was a little bit of...
Everybody gets away with something.
If the league decides to crack down on some of the officiating, some of the rules, where's Oklahoma City going to be? Like, oh, yeah, they really did that with Golden State, didn't they? Yep, really took care of that dodginess.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. Yeah.
Plus, they have to learn, first and foremost, Oklahoma City has to know how to actually handle a celebration.
Yeah, let's get to that here. Isaiah Hartenstein and the Thunder. I was depressed when I saw the aftermath of their locker room where 2/3 of the beers aren't even opened. There's still full champagne bottles in there. Why was this the case? This was Isaiah Hartenstein, former Rocket, by the way, of the Oklahoma City Thunder, explaining why there was very little splashing and celebrating going on.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Isaiah, Tanya Gungoli, New York Times. What was the celebration like when you guys got to the locker room? Because when we got there, there weren't bottles being popped like you normally see. Did we miss that?
And how much? I mean, first of all, none of us knew how to do it, so so it was more like, you know, like it was like YouTube tutorials, and so we were just asking AC how to do it, and so it was a kind of not really in sync because no one knew how to do it, but. Yeah, shout out to AC for kind of teaching us how to pop champagne, I guess.
So. You seriously didn't know how to open a champagne bottle?
No, no. I mean, when I won it, when I won in Lithuania, they just drank hard tequila. So it's there was no, it's just hard liquor straight. So yeah, we had to learn from AC.
AC is Alex Caruso, for those who don't know.
I found it refreshing that the youngsters didn't even know how to pop open a champagne bottle, you know?
Opening a champagne bottle, like uncorking a champagne bottle.
It's kind of scary until you do it a few times.
Yeah, it's scary when you've even done it a few times. You don't know where that thing's going, you know?
These kids have seen all kinds of disasters on TikTok growing up.
Yeah.
About, people getting hit in the eyes and everything with champagne corks.
You ever been hit with a champagne cork? Yeah, I haven't either.
I'm guessing it doesn't hurt that as bad as it might look or not.
I don't know, man.
Honestly, there's a little part of me, even when I'm opening it up with like a towel over it,
yeah,
where I'm kind of like,
at the very least, you're going to get that geyser that comes out is what I'm expecting.
This thing, it could blow my arm clean off for all I know. We're dealing with explosives here.
Yeah, Colin, how old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Okay. Yeah. So you're right in that. You're the same age as the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's their average age. Do you know how to open a champagne bottle?
No. But you say that it may not hurt. But remember, didn't Lance just start in 2022 postseason? Like, had to get moved up because he got hit in the. You got hit by champagne.
Right. I think there was a champagne bottle issue in the 2022 postseason. If you're right. I can tell Seth is looking it up right now.
I'm not surprised that Lance was involved with
Are you kidding me? No, it's, yeah. The only surprise is he didn't get hurt playing a video game or something like that. Yeah.
Was that Myles Leonard that got hurt because he slammed his hand and his fist into a desk?
Okay, here we go. What do you got?
Oh, Maton? You were talking about Maton.
Maton,
after he lost to his brother, punched a locker and broke his hand. Lance McCullers was pushed back after being hit on the elbow by a champagne bottle and sustaining a small cut.
Oh, gosh.
So it wasn't a cork incident as much as the bottle
the
itself,
The bottle,
apparently.
Okay. Would you rather get hit with a bottle on the elbow or a cork? A random cork flying.
I'd rather
across.
Get hit by the cork. I like my chances with a cork unless it hits me right in the eye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was game four of. He was supposed to pitch game three of the ALCS in 2022.
Yep.
And ended up getting it pushed back one day. Good pull, Colin.
Yes. Yeah. Good pull. Well, that's okay. And he closed out the sweep. He probably liked that even better. Probably walked up in the next series and said, "Bang me on the elbow, please." Actually, that would explain why he gave up 5 home runs in game 3 of the World Series. Maybe he did it. It turned into a good luck thing. You know what? I got banged on the elbow with a bottle before my last start against the Yankees. Maybe this is my new good luck thing. And then, no, in fact, you're going to have major elbow issues over the next 3 years if we do that to you.
Maton wasn't a surprise to me when he punched that locker after he lost to his brother.
Yeah.
Because Maton's the older brother. And usually in sibling rivalries, I've noticed, it's the older brother. The oldest brother has a sibling rivalry going on that the younger brother doesn't even know exists. So younger Maton was probably like, "Hey, cool, that was fun being out there with you, bro." And meanwhile, Phil Maton is like, "I'm supposed to be the best one."
your relatability.
I have an older brother.
Yeah, your relatability in the brother stories makes me laugh. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, heading into the 9 o'clock hour. All right, so speaking of the deal, we just got done talking about what are they up against. A lot coming out over the last 24 hours about how this all came to be. And let's rate how good of a liar Rafael Stone is from back on May 21st. Is he lying at all in any of this? We will see coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.